Welcome to the Fanboy Factor Podcast. I am your friendly neighborhood J-Man. With me, as always, is our resident comic book historian, Brian Isaacs. Brian, how's it going?
I'm doing great, man. It has been, wow. I mean, from weeks of nothing.
We had like 2 weeks where we were a little worried about what the hell we were going to talk about.
I know, and now we're like flooded with stuff, so let's hope we can touch on all of it.
At least touch everything. Or we're going to have a six-hour show here.
I know.
Hey, you want to start off talking about the big crossover event?
Let's do that then.
All right. Well, this week we had the Flash, the highly touted Flash Arrow crossover event.
Right.
What'd you think of it?
I liked it. My first impression was going to be like a two-part thing.
That's what I thought too. I'm a little disappointed in that.
Yeah, so am I. It was just like, okay.
Two separate shows.
Yeah, it was completely two separate shows. I would have liked, you know, the crossover thing.
Yeah.
And the characters did seem a little different in each of the separate universes. Or yeah. Separate shows, I mean.
Do you think that they were, I don't want to say awkward, but do you get the awkward feeling about it?
I felt like the way, I mean, especially Barry as a Flash, I felt like he was written very naive in the Arrow part of it.
Yeah.
Than he is in his own show.
Do you think, okay, I would agree with that. But do you think that he came off at times a little cocky in his own show? Not when he was angry and all that other shit, but I felt like he came off a little too cocky.
Yeah, but I feel like that's been kind of building on his own show, though, the cockiness.
Okay.
To a little degree, like, he's getting very dependent on the powers, and, you know.
Okay.
But, I mean, I wouldn't call it, bug me that they called it a crossover when it really wasn't.
You know what it reminded me of? Do you remember way back when they did that Batman Spawn crossover?
Oh, yeah.
And DC did a version, and Image did a version.
Oh, yeah.
That's exactly what, not the, that whole concept, that each one took the characters and did what they wanted with them.
Yeah.
Now, I want to go, I think we both really enjoyed the shows.
Oh, yeah, I think
there's some stuff that I think bugged, I just want to get that out there.
Yeah,
stuff that was bothersome about both shows.
I mean, I thought they were great, both episodes, but crossover, no. It would have been better off if it was more of a two-parter than I felt like. They could have spread that entire thing within, you know, did it 1 week, and then, you know, following week, you know, they show up on the Arrow show. That's how
I really thought it was going to happen as well.
And, you know, that I found that a little disappointing, but overall, I really enjoyed it.
But both shows have two big, the closing, what they call the mid-season finales.
Yeah.
This coming week, so maybe that's why they didn't do it like the way you said they were going to do.
Yeah, could be.
The Flash episode, I don't know. I don't like, getting weird. I don't like when they don't like each other. Like, the fight was good. I liked the fight between the two of them. It was clever. And because I think, even though he's not nearly as experienced as Arrow, Wally, Barry should win that fight handily. But Arrow took advantage of Flash's weaknesses.
Yeah, he really did.
Yeah. And was that the episode where he shot him in the back?
Yes.
That was so unnecessary.
I was kind of, you know, I felt like it didn't really need to be real arrows, but, you know, I get the point. Like, it could have been paint guns or something.
But you know what it was? It wasn't like, I understand that if Ollie is training Barry in some, you know, like they were going through some rigorous training thing. It was just like they met up and they were going to do some shtick, and he just fucking shot arrows at him.
To me,
these two episodes, Ollie was much more of a prick than he normally is.
Is that possible?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
I wasn't a fan of the villain. Cute play on the name.
Yeah.
You know, it pretty much was, you know, all the colors of the rainbow. They called Roy Bigby or something like that. I thought it was cute on the name.
Yeah.
But the Rainbow Raider is such a mort of a villain to begin with.
Yeah, mort. I haven't heard that in so long.
The fact that he only did the, you know, it's just like, why are they calling him the Rainbow Raider when the only thing he's doing is the Red Anger? And it was just like, I could understand if they showed the other colors of the spectrum.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Maybe they thought that'd be too Skittle Lantern for them, their taste. But it was just like that kind of bothered me a little. It was just like
it was a bit of a stretch.
Yeah, it really was. And you know, I really hate to admit it, but as the show's going on, I'm really hating Cisco. I just want
you don't like him.
I want him to die so badly.
Really, he's really growing on me. It's the opposite direction for me.
I'm finding him annoying.
Well, who I don't like, I don't even know her name. The chick.
Yeah, the chick. Kristen.
Yeah, I'm not crazy about her. She's no, I'm bad with names tonight. What's her face from Arrow?
Felicity.
Yeah, she's no Felicity.
No, she's just a mess. Not even a hot mess. Just a mess.
So since we're on this, what do you think about them knowing each other's, their posses knowing each other's identities?
I you know, Ollie didn't make a comment about it, and a joking comment, and then a normal comment about it. But I wasn't a fan of that. That kind of bugged me that, you know, everybody knows who everybody is now.
Yeah. I have always had a problem, and I believe you share this problem, about keeping your mask on.
Yeah.
Keep your goddamn mask on. It drives me nuts. However, I hate when, wait, I won't say my however yet, and I hate when too many people know the identity. It just, maybe that's the purist in me, but I guess it makes sense that these guys have teams. So, like, Ollie's got his crew, and right. Barry's got his crew. I guess that makes, especially when the way Ollie works it, it makes sense.
But
don't like each other's posse, no. There's no need for that.
No, and
but I guess it's a crossover, blah, blah, blah.
I mean, it's no shocker that Wells found out about it. It was either through whatever the mind control thing is that's being theorized, right, or it's a history thing.
Right, that I understand. Yeah, I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah, I mean, for him to spill the beans on it in the first place, fine, okay, that's how it goes. But, you know, I didn't, you know.
But for Cisco to know that he's Arrow's Ollie is not necessary.
No. And then to show up on, you know, on Arrow in the Arrow cave is just like, really?
Yeah, it was. And I cannot believe that Ollie would tolerate that either.
No.
That's out of character. To me, it's out of character.
It really was.
But Felicity can show up on Flash anytime. But that was, okay, that is Barry's choice to tell him, to tell her, I don't know. Maybe I'm just stretching here.
It's like everybody knows now, except, you know,
I don't like it. Keep your mask on.
Yeah, it's, oh, God. But, you know, it had some good moments. The rage slowly building because of, you know, Barry's metabolism acting funny.
Yeah.
And then beating the snot out of Eddie.
Oh, man. I didn't like that at all.
I know.
That's bad. And not even that to beat the snot out of Eddie. That, what's her face saw it?
Iris, yeah.
Iris saw it. God, I'm terrible with names tonight. Oh, that was, I guess there goes the blog. Maybe it was a way of getting rid of that blog.
Maybe.
You know? That was sad.
But, I mean, now Iris has got to realize she's pretty much, you know, she thought she had a hero, where now she's got a superpower stalker after her.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point. I guess where he goes with this now is kind of dangerous. That's a good point. I didn't think about that.
It'll be interesting to see where they go with it.
Yeah. All right, so then there's the Arrow part of the crossover,
which was I thought was
the non crossover.
I thought that was the superior one.
Okay.
I loved Boomerang in it, but the fact that when, you know, especially at the end, he's walking through, you know, a public train station.
It's kind of like tag it out.
It's just like, really, no one's gonna say anything.
Yeah, but actually, he was more. They should have dropped the whole Boomerang thing, and they should have just made him some sort of tactical genius, because he did have them, both of them, pinned down at one point, especially with the whole, once he said he's got 5 bombs, you knew what was going to happen there, but it was still good.
It was, you know, when I heard the 5 bombs, I thought back to the DC's New Frontier by Darwin Cook when Captain Cold did that.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's right.
It also, they did that in this Justice League too, but it was pretty much Flash running around the city, getting, got them all.
Yeah, I don't remember that one.
But it was, you know, Boomerang was just, I thought he was a shit, but it's just like, I'm looking at this costume and I'm like, oh, here's Johns' influences right here.
Do you think at some point they're going to have to just kind of let go of some of the DC villains and just develop their own?
I don't know. It's just, we still have yet to see some recurring villains, so.
And so the, was it the end of Arrow or was it the end of Flash where we saw?
Oh, the big thing?
Yeah.
Wow, that was the end of Flash of all things.
Right. They were at the coffee shop.
Yeah, and for those who don't know, this is the same, this is the girl who was pregnant. Ollie's mother paid to pretty much go away and have the baby elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
They run in, it's an awkward thing, they never mention her by name, then she calls home to her kid.
Yeah.
And again, nothing's ever really dropped.
Right.
But, for all intents and purposes, this is, the Arrow universe is Connor.
Right.
This has to be Connor.
Before the New 52, what was Connor's status in pre-New 52?
What do you mean?
Did he take over for Ollie at some point?
Yeah. He was a lot older. Time actually moved different. It's hard to explain.
Yeah, no, I know. I got it. So, did he, like, before New 52 start, was he still in the universe somewhere?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, he was,
Because before the show, I really didn't follow Green Arrow too much.
Yeah, pretty much what happened is Ollie couldn't take it anymore, so he went to this monastery, or not a monastery, something with Eastern philosophy, I can't remember what it's called, an ashram.
Okay.
And he was trying to find himself. He ran into Connor Kent there, Connor Hawk.
Connor Kent's the wrong one.
Yeah. Connor is his son.
Yeah.
Ollie ended up dying in an explosion. Connor took over the name. Connor was under the impression that Ollie didn't know who he was. And then when Kevin Smith brought Connor back, Smith brought Ollie back,
yeah.
Connor reappeared there. He started hanging out with his father, and then it was on the Meltzer's run on that same Green Arrow book,
yeah,
where it was revealed that Oliver was there when Connor was born.
Okay.
And he was just too chicken shit and ran out.
Okay.
Because he's just too scared to be a father.
Right.
So all this time when Connor thought he didn't know who Ollie didn't think who he was, Oliver really knew.
Yeah.
But they established, they had a great father-son relationship. Some weird crap happened where I don't even fully understand. This is where everything kind of went down the crapper, and then the New 52 happened. Pretty much, Connor isn't as good as archery as Ollie is.
Yeah.
But where he is not as good as archery, he was considered the top martial artist in the DC universe. So he could kick pretty much even Batman's ass.
Okay.
Something happened where Dr. Sylvania from Captain Marvel got involved, kidnapped him, experimented on him. So now he has a healing factor, but he can't shoot arrows anymore. But he's still a kick-ass martial artist. And was just like, how can you lose your archery abilities from... it was a little...
Bill Dicey.
Yeah, and then, Black Lantern.
New 52 changes everything.
Yeah, it's just pretty much... there is still a Connor Hawk. He's called Red Arrow, but he's on Earth, too.
Yeah.
So it's just, but there's no, this Oliver supposedly doesn't have a son.
Right.
The 52 one, but it looks like in the Arrow universe, now we're finally we're slowly getting introduced to the fact that Connor is in existence.
Should be interesting where that goes.
Yeah. I don't know how I'd feel about I don't know.
Well, there was no name drop.
There was no name drop.
But for them to go out of their way to do that, it's got to lead to something.
I mean, I don't want to see Connor a permanent part of Team Arrow.
Yeah.
But I think there should be an episode where, Oliver, Ollie does have to deal with this.
Okay.
I think that's just good writing.
Yeah.
And good storytelling. but it was a huge ratings boost for both shows.
Both shows. Not like either show really needed it either.
Yeah, I know, but this one just like blew both out of the water. And like I said, it's kind of funny because neither, you know, is the idea of it. So it wasn't a per se crossover as we, as comic fans.
Yeah, as right, the non-crossover.
Yeah. Well, I should say it really wasn't. It was a crossover. It just wasn't a two-parter.
Right. So one of the other things they teased was really the upcoming episodes. Do you have any speculation?
Okay, I did see this. Here's one thing that was shown if you watched the trailer.
Yeah.
You see Eddie Thorne holding a gun with the rest of a small police army.
Okay.
At the Zoom character. And Zoom just runs by and knocks them all over. So I think I think Eddie is probably the descendant. I don't think he's Zoom.
You don't think he's Zoom? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it looks like it's going to be tense. I don't think we're going to find out who Zoom is in this episode.
I hope we don't. I hope that we don't find out who Zoom is for a while. I'm fine if we don't find out Zoom is for this whole season.
I know.
I think we talked about this last week. I'm not sure. I read that one theory that I keep saying it, that Wells could be a new god.
Yeah, that was mentioned. And now the latest theory.
I love the scene with that.
Oh, my God.
Dad?
What's a stretch. It.
Not really stretch, man.
Dude, I can't even say it.
Okay, I'll say it. The who was it who pointed it out? That Geoff Johns is a fan of Super Friends?
Yeah.
Okay, so there it was, I don't know what episode, but there is an episode where a Dr. Wells is on the old Super Friends show, and he's a time traveler. And in this episode, I think it had to do with Wonder Woman and Adam. It didn't really have anything to do with Flash per se.
No.
But it's on the internet. And it, while it seems like it's a stretch, they put a picture up of Wells, of Harrison Wells. Is the character from Super Friends Harrison Wells as well?
No, they just said Wells.
Picture of Harrison Wells next to the cartoon image of Dr. Wells. And it is
strikingly similar.
Strikingly similar. So while it does seem, on one hand, it's a bit of a stretch, it's a plausible stretch.
From a creator standpoint, it can be. It wouldn't shock me if that was the inspiration.
Inspiration is a good way to say it.
Yeah, it wouldn't shock me if one of the producers of Flash saw that and were like, "Yeah, maybe we should use it. Here's a good idea."
Yeah.
But I don't know.
I've been thinking less and less that he is Zoom. For some reason, as this goes on, I'm thinking less and less that he's Zoom.
We haven't seen him use any type of super speed powers.
No. And that's one of the reasons, I think, why I'm backing off just a little bit.
Right.
Because they would have given in one of those ending moments that they like to do. They could have showed him do something really quick. I mean, the only thing they showed him was getting out of the chair, which is certainly no, or, you know, get stabbed because Barry's got the healing power or the healing quickness. You know, he could have healed real quick. He's not showing anything.
No, like when he killed.
Suggests that he's super fast.
Like when he killed Stag, he didn't need to stab him. If he was super fast, he could have done something else. It doesn't made it seem like a murder.
Right.
And so we haven't really seen that. Like I said, we have seen something that looks like it's mind control.
Yes.
But again, if that's him or.
But that could still be a time traveling thing. Like he could have.
Or it could be, you know, they've been hinting at the Grodd thing. So.
Yes.
He could be. It may not be him per se.
Right.
He may have been working with Grodd.
Right.
So, you know, we don't still know. All we know for sure is he's from the future.
Right.
And for some reason, he's got his own agenda with Flash, and it doesn't make any sense what his agenda is. It's like. He wants this is what I can't understand. It's like the Red Sky. Does he want Barry to die or not die? because in the previous week's episode, when, you know, he lost his powers, it didn't seem like the future was still that grim. Just, there was no...
Well, he wants something to happen to him, though, at some point.
Yeah, but...
He wants the future to happen... I don't know. It is a pickle.
Yeah, it is.
And then the Arrow crossover shows Ollie taking on Ra's al Ghul.
Yes.
Which should be interesting.
You know, it's Mark Guggenheim has said this is going to change Ollie forever.
Interesting. That's quite a bold statement.
If Ollie in the middle of the battle gets stung by a scorpion and then has to come back to life, I'm going to be pissed off. Because that's ripping. That's too much on the nose. But now my theory is with who killed. It's. I mean, come on. It's right here, black and white. I really think now Ra's is the one who killed Sarah.
Yeah.
I really think so now.
Okay.
He did not approve of her. He was not approved as someone for his daughter. Why else would Ollie go all the way there unless, you know.
He's got a reason to.
Yeah, because he said the guys from the Flash, the Team Flash is going to be working on, you know, the DNA and stuff. So I really feel he's the one who did it.
Yeah. All right, before we move on, because we've got a lot of movie news, I have one other thing that, I don't know if it was controversy on the internets, but was Batman mentioned on one of those shows?
No.
Was the word Batman mentioned?
The word Batman was never mentioned. People are going insane. He said it was either Batman or, you know.
Batman?
Batman or something like that.
But Batman was not mentioned.
Batman was not mentioned. He is still, I mean, they put out a directorate that said you cannot mention Superman, which is going to be interesting for Supergirl, but it's neither here nor there, or Batman on this show.
Okay.
And it's
because it was on Facebook. It was a lot of people saying Batman, and I didn't hear it, but, you know, there's times when I look away and I miss the shitload of stuff.
No, yeah, I pay attention like a hawk. They never said Batman. People hear what they want to hear.
Okay. All right, very good.
Yeah, that's all that was.
All right, we got a lot of movie news here.
Let's start
off with Suicide Squad.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, they just drop that on the internet.
Yeah.
There was rumors, and then we wake up one day and we have, what, five people casted? Officially casted.
The pretty much everybody except Waller.
Okay, so who, yeah, but there's, okay, well, let's talk about the cast first.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of speculation when it comes to Waller and a lot of resentment now, and it's just,
What's our cast looking like?
Oh, my God. First off, Jared Leto is officially the Joker.
Okay, let's lay the cast out, and then I'll have my commentary.
Yeah, I think so. Okay. All right, so regardless of him, here's the cast. Okay, we got Will Smith as Deadshot.
Right.
Tom Hardy, who was, if you're not familiar, he played Bane.
Bane, right.
He's going to be playing Rick Flag.
Interesting.
Margot Robbie is playing Harley Quinn, but that one we already knew about.
Right.
That was previously announced.
Right.
Jared Leto is playing the Joker.
Right.
Courtney, he was in Divergent. He played Bruce Willis' son in Another Day to Live Free. I don't remember. One of the last Die Hard film.
Right.
He's playing Boomerang.
Okay.
And Cara DeVinci... Yeah. As Enchantress, which I find interesting, because now they're adding, this is the first time we'll probably be seeing magic as an element in this cinematic DC universe.
Right.
There are now rumors of who's going to be playing Waller. One of them is the chick who is on Scandal.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, I can't stand that show.
I forget her name.
The other one is who is in The Help, Olivia. Oh my God, she's on also that show, Red Band Society. Man, I'm so
terrible names today, man.
But the biggest one is
that's Oprah, from Call of Purple, right?
Yeah.
Let's see,
Oprah Winfrey.
Oprah Winfrey.
That's the Waller.
Okay. All right, let's talk about Jared Leto first. Now, we had discussed this when the rumor came out a couple shows ago.
Right.
And I just want to confirm that he's going to be the Joker, not just in the Suicide Squad, but in the DC Universe.
He is Batman's enemy.
He's going to be the Joker.
The Joker.
Okay.
Yeah. Jared Leto's a good actor. I don't know why the Joker is in the Suicide Squad to begin with.
Now, do we get confirmation that he is in the Suicide Squad, or...
He's in the movie.
But he's in the movie, but we don't have confirmation that he's in
We don't know what the plot is.
Because I go back to what you said when we first talked about it, and I agree with that wholeheartedly, that he's still the villain.
Right.
And I hope that's the course that they take.
Yeah, nothing was made...
Just cast, people have been casted.
All they said is, this is the cast for the Suicide Squad movie. They did not say, this is the cast of just the squad.
Right.
This is the cast of the movie.
Right. Which could be their prerogative also to keep people guessing.
Right.
Right.
But the more it's sounding like, it's like what I said a couple weeks ago, where it sounds like the animated movie that just came out, which was based on the Arkham Asylum game.
Right. And I think, because you said that, I kind of agree with that would be a good premise for them to go.
Right.
A good way for them to go.
Now, a lot of people are having, of course, we get the racist rearing its ugly head again, about Will Smith.
Yeah.
My only problem is, I think Will Smith is a good actor. My problem is, I can't see his egotistical ass wearing that helmet for 2 hours.
Yeah, that's a good point, man.
That's my problem. I could care less if the actor who's playing it is black or white. That one doesn't matter to me. It's, I want to see the helmet with the one big eye.
Yeah.
With the sight in the eye.
Yeah, I agree with you.
If I don't see that, I'm going to be more pissed than the fact the skin color.
Here's another thing. Is he going to be able to play, and I know you might reference that movie he was in, but is he going to be able to play a quasi-bear guy?
I'll see why not.
Yeah?
Okay. A good actor can do anything.
Yeah, I'm not saying that. That I'm not saying, but he's used to playing these sort of good guys, and I don't know. I don't have a problem. You know what? Out of all these, I think the one I agree with most is Margot Robbie as Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
I think she's dead on for Harley.
I do like the fact that that Rick Flag is part of the team.
Yeah.
I feel like that part was missing from Arrow.
Mm-hmm.
I really like, you know, they need the leader who is not a criminal.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, Tom Hardy I think he's a phenomenal actor, and I think they need a hard-ass like you. Yeah. I could really see Hardy playing that hard-ass military type of guy.
Yeah.
So I think that's good casting right there.
I'm with that one. And the other ones are okay. I don't really have a problem with one way or the other.
Yeah,
including Will Smith. I don't care about the color change. Whatever.
For some reason, I feel like they said Boomerang and not Captain Boomerang, so I'm wondering if he's going to be playing his son, Owen, instead of...
Interesting.
I'm just, you know, throwing that out there.
Yeah. I'm just glad Joker's daughter is not in it.
Mm.
Thank God for that. Well, so far.
But the fact that they put Enchantress on there...
Yeah.
I know she was part of the original supervillain team that appeared in Legends.
Okay.
Because the Suicide Squad is older. It's actually from the, you know, 60s.
Yeah.
Where it was a bunch of, it was four military people.
Yeah.
But then in the 80s or 90s, they had that comic series Legends where they decided to make the Suicide Squad villains and didn't really give them a choice.
Right. But I like that concept best.
Oh, no, I agree with you. I think that's a great concept. It's a wonderful concept, you know. And, an Enchantress is part of it, but I'm not too sure how I feel about magic in this new universe.
I don't know either. I guess it depends on whatever tone they set for Superman, Batman versus Superman.
Yeah. Now, Suicide, the new Suicide's creator, from John Ostrander.
Yeah.
He was very happy with the lineup.
Yeah, I don't think I had a real problem with it. I mean, just with... I'm not a big fan of Leto. We've had our disagreements in the past.
And it's so hard. It's just like...
So, I don't know.
Without knowing the plot, it's easy to assume that the Joker's going to be part of the squad, which
right, which I did at first, and I am so glad again that you mentioned that the assault on Arkham and how he was, Joker was still the bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that, because I was really thinking that he was going to be part of the team. And if he's part of the team, then
That's stupid.
It's stupid.
Yeah, it really is.
I don't like it.
No, I will not be happy with that one.
It doesn't have to be based on Assault on Arkham, but just as long as they're maybe going up against the Joker, mm-hmm. that's fine with me. As long as Joker's the villain.
I mean, a lot of the, you know, none of these guys are team players, which is part of it, but the Joker is so out to left field.
Yeah, it's not even that he's a team player, he's just on another level.
Yeah, he's anarchy within its, you know.
Yeah, within anarchy.
It's just, I really hope they don't make him a part of the squad, to be honest with you.
And I think and it's funny because Christian Bale they've been talking to him a lot lately about Batman and blah, 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 and how he said his Batman does not fit in this universe they're making, which, you know, is cool. I say all this because...
Yeah, but at the same time, he also said he would have liked to have been a part of it, too. He thinks it sounds like fun.
Yeah, but I mean, I say this because of Heath Ledger.
Right.
And the Joker he created, really, if you could retire the Joker's jersey, it should be with Heath Ledger's name on it. Like, that's, to me, he played the Joker so well, there's really nobody else can play it.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's going to have a hard time playing the Joker.
It's going
to
be
He's going to have to go in a, I don't say complete opposite direction. I don't know. For me, personally, I think he's going to have a hard time with the Joker.
I think for this one to not upshine Ledger, I think they're going to have to really pull from the comics for this one.
Yeah, and either make him more, I don't want to say comical. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is.
Yeah, neither do I.
He is really the reason I like any of those movies, is because of Heath Ledger and that fucking Joker he played.
But it's being directed by David Ayer, who just did that film Fury.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that was pretty much almost like a Dirty Dozen film with
itself. Yeah, right, you're right.
I think he's a great director for this project.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one, too.
You know, it's just, I wish they would say what the plot is.
Well, maybe that's why they're kind of keeping it close, because they don't want to say what the plot is.
Yeah, that's just going to piss people.
Listen, I think I'm on the fence about all this stuff because of Batman vs. Superman. Which, by the way, wrapped up production or filming. I don't know. I'm really not feeling this movie at all.
No.
And they just wrapped up filming, and we still have not seen...
We haven't seen shit.
That fucking costume yet.
No.
God damn it. Anyway, let's move on. We got more casting.
Well, while we are talking about, you know, things in the can...
Yeah.
Two scripts were turned in. The Sandman movie script.
Interesting.
Which is not part of the DC... Cinematic DC universe.
Right.
And Justice League Dark.
Yes.
Which,
I forgot about that one.
Yeah, Guillermo del Toro.
Yeah.
Which also I don't think is part of this universe, so I don't. They may have to rechange the name.
I know what you're saying, but I kind of hope they don't. I kind of like the whole premise, actually.
Well, I like the premise. I just hate the name, Justice League Dark. It's just, it's marketing. It's marketing.
I'm with you.
I'm not a fan of that nonsense.
There's no, we've said before that just because the script turns in doesn't mean this is going to happen. I'm rooting for this one. I like to see where this one goes.
Yeah.
Sandman, I don't really have any kind of,
it's going to be weird.
affiliation toward, so, I don't know. It's cool. It'll be interesting to see what happens.
Yeah, and on top of it, I just read yesterday that AMC is in the process of getting ready to shoot the Preacher plot.
Oh, I saw that as well. That's interesting. That's interesting.
How the hell are they going to pull off that one? That is just...
I don't know. Well, it's on AMC, so maybe they, you know, they can stretch the boundaries a little bit.
Yeah, but you really think they're going to have a character on there called R-Space?
I don't know. Look what they're doing with Walking Dead. Why not?
Yes, but it's a little different.
I don't know. I mean, I know what you're saying, but I think that they could probably pull off.
Walking Dead isn't a big F you to God, you know? It's just...
All right, well, let's talk about this. I know you're a big James Bond fan.
Well, you know, we still haven't, you know, you forgot one thing about...
What's that?
DC. Now we're talking about casting for Supergirl.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, listen, we got so much to cover. I'm trying to get it out.
I know.
All right, yes, casting for Supergirl, but nothing official yet.
Nothing official, but it looks like we almost have one. This girl named Carrie Holt, who's currently in the Vampire Diaries.
Yes.
And she was in some British, which I remember, because they show it in reruns now, on Teen Nick, H2O, Just Add Water.
Oh, I remember that show. She was on that show?
Yeah, she was one of the mermaids.
Oh, about that.
So she's like the front runner for to play Supergirl.
Yeah, I don't... Okay, I'm fine with that.
I don't have an opinion either way.
Yeah, I've seen other women bandied about that I thought maybe were better, but whatever.
Yeah.
No way. She's blonde. She looks like she played a part. I'm fine with it.
Yeah. I mean, it's...
But what's interesting about this, though, is we have talked about this and how this fits into the DC television universe.
Yeah. And
with the edict of no Batman, no Superman, which boggles my mind because DC has said so many times, movie, TV, separate. So if they're separate, why can't there be a Batman, Superman? We don't quite know the premise of Supergirl.
But we do,
you and I have talked about it. And we have said,
but it has been announced that...
She's the cousin of Superman.
Here it is. I mean, this is what CBS says, and this is from what I quote. Based on the DC Comics character, the drama tells the story of Kara Zor-El, born on the planet Krypton, but escaped amid its destruction years ago. Since arriving on Earth, she's been hiding her powers she shares with her famous cousin, Superman. But now at age 24, she decides to embrace her superhuman abilities and become the hero she's always meant to be. How are they going to hold this edict if this one is going to be referencing her cousin all the damn time?
I don't know. I think they should have went the route that we had talked about, and Superman... There was never any Superman. She's the one who survived. She came to Earth.
Yeah.
It makes sense. Then you don't have to. Then you're not worried about Superman. You don't have to ever mention him.
I know.
You don't ever have to be on, and it follows your edict.
But you know, here's the thing that's going to piss me off: is they're never going to mention Superman. They'll just say, "Oh, my cousin."
Yeah, you're right. Absolutely right.
That shit's going to get old fast in my
Super
book.
Cousin, you know. Well, maybe will they say Clark Kent? Can they say that?
They probably won't even say Clark. She'll just say my cousin.
Yeah, that will get really old. And they'll do it at least once a show.
Yeah, and it's gonna really get old fast. It really.
They can't mention Metropolis either, right?
I don't think they can.
Part of it?
Yeah.
Because I remember that they're not supposed to mention Gotham.
Right, but you know, Jimmy Olsen is appearing in this.
And that's why I think they should just not mention Superman at all. She's the one who left Krypton, and I'm fine. I think I'm pretty cool with that, actually.
Yeah.
If this is the path they're going to go, then do it.
Yeah, and then, you know, on top of, you know, someone's going to be making a buttload of money on the movies now. Jason Momoa got signed for 4 movies as Aquaman.
4 movies. Now, how did you explain it to me?
That doesn't necessarily mean he needs
4 Aquaman.
Yeah, or 4 Justice League films. He can make a small appearance. His contract probably stipulates, like, you know, he's going to be appearing probably, I don't know, for a little bit in this...
In this new one. Do you think that counts as an appearance?
It does, actually.
Okay, all right.
So that counts as an appearance, so that's one.
One.
And then we know about his Aquaman film.
There's 2.
No, wait, yeah, there it is. He's already got... Why am I making a big deal out of this? We already know what the 4 are.
Yeah, and then the 2 Justice League movies.
2 Justice League films, there. 1, 2, right. 3, 4.
Right. Okay, well, at least he got signed for 4.
Yeah.
What, Gail only got signed for 3 movies.
Yeah.
Right? Gal Gadot?
Yeah, when the announcement was made, she wasn't even part of the announcement.
Yeah. But I think what's interesting about that is he said he wants... one of your favorite directors to direct the movie.
Snyder.
Yeah.
Yeah. God. Well, moving off comics for a while. Let's get into something that's actually bigger than comics.
What's that?
007.
You are a big James Bond fan.
I am a huge Bond fan.
Who's your favorite Bond? Not that we've ever talked Bond at any length.
No, I'm really enjoying what... I really hate to sound stereotypical. It's always Sean Connery.
Okay.
I'm sorry, but I actually did get a chance to go back and read the books.
Yeah.
And Craig is, like, the closest to Fleming's version of Bond.
How many Bonds has he played? Three?
Three so far. He's played in three films. This is his fourth one.
Yeah, he's getting old.
Yeah, well, that's why they keep doing it.
Yeah.
And, yeah, this is number 24 in the series, the longest running movie series, which is just, wow.
That's a franchise.
That is one hell of a franchise. And it's just, the film is called Spectre.
Mm-hmm.
And for people who are not aware, Spectre is 007's Hydra, for lack of better terms.
Right.
They were kind of introduced in Quantum of Solace, and also, they were introduced first time. I mean, they've been around for years.
Right.
Wherever there's been a James Bond movie, Spectre's been in a majority of the film.
Right.
So they're this crime organization, but within the reboot, they first made an appearance towards the end of Casino Royale. They're part of the thing of Quantum of Solace.
Right.
Didn't really have too much to do with Skyfall, but now they're really getting back to it with this film, Spectre.
Yes.
And, you know, Craig is back, you know, all the guys are back. It's...
I like the hype around it, actually.
God.
They made a spectacle of it, which was kind of cool.
Yeah. And, you know, the biggest star was obviously the car.
Yeah, of course.
The new Aston Martin, which, my God, I wish I had money, because it was...
Ugly.
Have you seen it?
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Dude, yeah, it was especially made for Bond for this film. I mean, that's how much popularity Bond has, when you have an elite car company designing a car for your character.
It's awesome. Do we have any kind of idea what this movie's about? Do we have a plot, anything like that?
Please? We have a somewhat of a plot. I'm trying to find. I just had it. I mean, the good thing.
Does it tie into any of the other movies?
Yep,
it does.
It comes right off of Skyfall.
Okay.
So Judi Dench is no longer M. It's Ralph Fiennes. Yeah, the black. I can't think of. I hate to say black girl, but the black girl who was his partner and is Moneypenny.
Did you find Skyfall depressing as hell?
I enjoyed it a lot.
Not that you didn't enjoy it, but you didn't find it... Because I liked it, I just found it... I don't know, dark. Maybe depressing, just really dark.
It was a little dark. You know, it's... I know a lot of people had a problem with a young guy playing Q.
Okay. Why?
They're so used to the old guy playing Q.
Okay. Well, this is not the old. This is Bond for 2014.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah. If you think about it, it makes more. I mean, I grew up with James Bond. When I was a kid, James Bond was always shown on Sunday nights on ABC.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the only time I was allowed to stay up late when a James Bond film was shown. So yeah, my parents are really into it. So it became. It's kind of funny because the new Bond films for the last couple of years always seem to come out around my parents' anniversary.
That's cool.
So my anniversary gift is I take them to the movies.
It's
unfortunately the wife doesn't like Bond. She finds Bond to be a chauvinist.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, but
I don't think as much as it used to be. That's
no,
sure.
No, no. It's got a good cast. I mean, it's got Christoph Waltz.
I like him, man.
Yeah, I know he's playing.
He's really good. Bad guys.
Yeah, and it seems like Baptiste is going to be playing the right-hand man.
Really?
Yeah.
We talking Drax Baptiste?
Yeah.
No kidding. Good for him.
He's going to be playing, you know, that Jaws, Odd Job type of characters.
Oh, man. I'm glad to see this guy's getting movie roles. Good for him.
Yeah, good for him. The Bond women, I'm not sure. One of them, I think the evil one, is being played by... Monica, or I can't remember her name.
Names today.
I know, God, suck.
We should not talk names.
Monica Bellucci, she was...
Oh, yeah. I know.
Yeah, hot Italian chick.
Yeah.
She's playing, you know, the one he sleeps with who finds out is later the evil one.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it seems like a great cast. I'm a Bond fanatic, so I'm really excited. It comes out 2015, of course, in November, so...
Hey, who's directing it?
Sam Mendes again.
Oh, very good.
It's funny because I think of Sam Mendes and I still think of American Beauty. And it's just like, okay, you went from American Beauty to this. Good for you, sir.
Yeah.
Very good for you, sir.
Yeah, good for him.
Because this is like, you know, it's the longest running franchise in film these days.
That's cool.
So, yeah, I'm excited.
2015, wow.
2015, yeah.
We'll get that together real quick.
Wow.
All right, so look, we're coming up to an hour. Do we want to talk the rest? Should we talk Marvel here? We got a couple Marvel castings.
Yeah, we got some Marvel castings. Might as well get them out of the way.
I mean, they're pretty big ones. There's nothing to sneeze at.
No. I mean, we have Benedict Cumberbatch is officially.
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 Yeah.
Doctor Strange.
I'm down with it. I think it should be interesting.
Oh, yeah, so am I. I'm very excited about that. And then there was a couple other ones that kind of came through. One was on the Netflix show.
Jessica Jones.
Yeah. I'm not too sure how I feel about that one yet.
Yeah, I'm not. What's her name with the names?
God, I can't even think of her name. It's Christian Ritter.
Yeah, it's interesting. I don't know.
It's everything.
Some of the other ones that were announced thought were a little bit better.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen it, you know, of course her last thing was the B in apartment, or whatever it was. And, you know, that, but I felt like that's her character that she always plays.
Yeah.
It's always that type of character. She played, you know, Jesse Pinkman's girlfriend in Breaking Bad, but even there, it's just like, I'll give her a shot, but I'm not impressed so far. I mean, and then there were some rumors about...
She doesn't seem the badass type.
No.
And Jessica Jones is a little bit of a, I don't know, badass?
Yeah.
I don't know, go ahead. What were we going to say?
But, you know, it's, you know, Luke Cage was rumored but not confirmed.
Not official yet.
Yeah, there was a front runner for that. And I think he's a good choice because I was getting so tired of everybody saying... the big guy on...
I know. I would have liked... I would like to see him.
Cruz? I don't know. I can't take Cruz.
Terry Cruz.
Yeah. It's the actor's name is Michael Coulter. Yeah. He's been playing a recurring character on the show The Good Wife as a drug dealer. And when I heard he was one of the people they were considering, I think it's a great choice. So I do hope that gets confirmed.
Okay. Terry Cruz is a bit of... He's a laugh.
But I can't see him playing a serious character like Luke Cage. And, you know, I made my one demand for Doctor Strange, where magic does look like Dick Ditko, is that at least once during the series, Coulter has to say Sweet Christmas.
Oh, God. He should have to say it at least once.
But he's got to at least once. At least once, or we don't have it in Luke Cage. I'm sorry. But the biggest thing... And, wow, here's a topic to really talk about. Ryan Reynolds, officially Deadpool.
Yeah, how about that? What do you think?
Personally, perfect choice.
Yeah,
the casting.
He's Deadpool.
He is Deadpool. I think.
God, I hope they do this right.
He says he's down with wearing the mask.
He is or isn't?
Is.
He better. I mean, come on, don't. It's just like you said about Will Smith. Just put the... mask on.
But
we all know who's underneath that mask, Ryan.
He's been saying, he says that he understands the character and he understands the need for the mask.
Yeah.
He understands it's like a security blanket to this character.
Yeah, well, I don't think it's not like Ryan's career has been off the charts lately, so maybe he should maybe that's why he wants to wear the mask now.
He said this when he was popular, too.
What's that?
He said that, too, when he was popular.
He did?
Yeah.
All right.
But here's the thing I want to know.
Yeah.
Is Disney going to be a bunch of dicks and not do any merchandising? I think we know what the answer is.
They're not going to.
No, they are. They're going to make them. Please.
Wait a minute.
Deadpool the way he is? I see Deadpool merchandise everywhere.
Dead.
You don't think they're you don't think that Disney's not going to look at that and say, hey, we can make some shitload of money off of this. Let's not act like assholes and let's make some money.
Wait a minute. This is a Fox property, correct?
Doesn't matter.
I don't know, man.
I'm sorry. I think we're going to see whether it's I don't think it's going to be movie-related.
Oh, you think they're just going to put Deadpool stuff out?
I think Deadpool's going to go fucking insane.
Okay, I'm with you. I agreed. If we're talking Deadpool movie merchandise, no, I don't think so at all.
But I don't think
Deadpool is going to be more available, accessible than he is right now. Agreed.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
They aren't going to pull a Fantastic Four and an X-Men like with Deadpool. They are not that fucking stupid.
I agree.
They are a bunch of pricks. This is just solidifies why they need to be removed from Marvel.
Okay.
Because, you know, first off, you know, I'm sorry. I don't think we're getting a kid-friendly film with this one.
No, I don't think so either.
So
I don't think we're going to get a rated R movie, though.
Yeah.
I think we get a PG-13 movie.
Yeah, I think because rated R will definitely shut a lot of people out.
I don't think we can get, and I don't think we should get, a PG movie. But I think a PG-13 is probably.
And for violence only. Not because, you know, Deadpool doesn't swear. I mean, I see a lot of people say, you know, it needs to be R. No, it's, you know, like Fabian said when he was on, it needs to be what it needs to be.
Right.
I think, you know, to have the level of violence that would make a Deadpool film fun, it needs to be PG-13.
Yeah.
The gore is not needed.
It's got a release date of February 12th, 2016.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. I guess they're going to start working on that soon.
Yeah.
We should start seeing some stuff for it.
No official announcement on Marvel, but that's no shock.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, we're going to see.
Yeah, I agree with you with that.
I think there's a stronger possibility with a toy line, movie toy line from this one, from Hasbro, than anything else. Because I don't think Disney's that stupid. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not stupid. Business is business. Right. I get it. I'm not dumb. I don't like it. But business is business. It's going to be one hell of a marketing machine with this.
Yeah.
I mean, at least we know. I mean, we know we're going to get Minnie Maze, and we know we're going to get a hot toy. And there is probably a very strong possibility we will get a Diamond Select figure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they've put out Deadpool in the past, Diamond Select.
Yeah.
So I mean, that's a no brainer there.
Yeah, I mean they are, you know, because they did Mini-Maze for Days of Future Past.
Yeah.
But it just wasn't big enough to do a Marvel Select figure for.
Yeah.
But I definitely see, you know, them doing one for this.
Hey, speaking of toys.
Oh, God.
You want to wrap up with Doomsday?
Oh, hell yeah. What a clusterfuck.
So, one of the big things of, well, I'll leave you. Go ahead, Brian. You handle this.
Oh, God. So there was a pre-order for the Doomsday. Was it Doomsday Unleashed?
Yes. The final figure from the Maddie Collector line.
Yeah. Well,
which they touted.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead.
And it looks like it's not shipping on time.
At all.
At all.
Yeah.
And
I'm just saying why. Because What's-His-Face isn't with the company anymore.
You can't blame one guy for this.
I know.
Their last message pretty much said it's on a boat in the middle of the Pacific. You can't blame one person on this one because there are way too many factors.
Okay.
We're talking about shipping a figure like this in the middle of Christmas, the highest season. Manufacturing plants get caught up fast with their schedule. Mm-hmm. You put in a product where you have to hit numbers by ordering, that's going to screw up a schedule. Then you have to somehow try and get it through customs during the Christmas season.
Well,
impossible. This is just whoever did the planning. It's bad planning. It really
exactly. I don't want to say that.
But you can't go around saying, "Oh, this is all Scott's fault."
No, absolutely not.
No.
But somebody, the thing is, okay, this thing was made available
mm-hmm.
to order. Now, some people do have this item, correct? Do I see on the internet some people have it, or are they just production pictures?
They are production pictures, and if anybody does have it, it was illegal from.
Okay, so nobody really officially has this figure yet.
No.
Or okay, so it was supposed to be available a certain day to ship, and people bought it, and now all of a sudden they're backing off saying it's not available.
Right.
So Mattel and this Maddie Collector, they've been doing this for a while now. I think they know, they should know how these things ship. It's definitely bad planning on somebody's part.
I think there was terrible planning on somebody's part. I also think there was a problem within the production end of things with the tooling, because if you look at this figure.
Okay, well, that's fine, then don't make it available for order and say it's going to be shipping. You know what I mean?
No, I fully agree with you, but that's the way they always do it.
You're taking people's money, and then you're going to say it's going to ship, and then, it's not shipping yet.
Yeah, by the way, we don't have the product in.
Now, listen, this stuff, it's not just with them. It happens with, like, Sideshow. Mm-hmm. You can order Hot Toys. I have ordered Hot Toys figures. They say it's going to ship on a certain day in April.
Right.
And it's delays.
Yeah.
So if you're doing the easy payment plan, you know, you get a break for a couple months until it comes. But they let you know ahead of time that this thing is not going to ship in April. They're having production. You'll get an email, you know, blah, 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 blah. It's estimated to ship 2 months from now. And there's been production problems where these things go on for a couple months. But they let you know ahead of time.
Right.
This thing is just, it's not handled right.
They were.
And they're a toy company, dude.
They played it fast and furious because they thought it would hit docks and they thought it would hit their warehouse in time.
I think they wanted the money.
And they really screwed the pooch on this one.
Yeah, it's a shame. It's not funny, but I wanted this figure and I went online, and the day it was available, I was gonna buy and I chose not to. I chose not to because of the goddamn shipping cost. It drives me nuts.
Yeah, they are. It's actually not even the shipping cost, to be honest with you. It's the handling costs.
Right. Whatever.
Which is ridiculous because, you know, this is a cute thing, and this is just any of these places in general.
Yeah.
The so-called shipping and handling. Because I know my shipping. To ship this product, $5.
Yeah.
$5.
$6, $7.
Maybe 10, but
$12. First of all, the figure's 40.
Yeah, and then you're
40 or was he 50?
And then people don't understand when they pay for 2 day shipping why they don't have it the next day.
Yeah.
The reason is the lovely handling. It depends on how fast Digital River,
the whole thing just stinks.
Digital River has been fucking up since day one when it comes to Maddie Collector. And Mattel, whatever their contract is with them, will not move the fuck out of there.
Yeah.
And Digital River has just been a horror show with everything with Maddie Collector.
Yeah.
And, you know, if they wanted to, they could sit on it for a week and then mail it out. And still, legally, that's still your because it's still 2 days, you get your 2 days shipping. They never promised processing in 2 days.
Right.
We'll
ship it in 2 days.
We'll ship it.
We're not going to process in 2 days.
Yeah. Yeah. Whenever we get it out the door, you'll receive it 2 days later.
Yeah.
It's a really cute trick they can get around.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's a ridiculous situation. I mean, I understand, like I said, this is something I've been doing for 17 years.
Yeah.
So I understand, you know, where the problems lie. They fucked up.
So do they have any kind of date when this thing may ship?
Nope.
No, it's just out there in the seas.
Nope.
On the seven seas.
In the seas, yeah.
And I don't let it buy. I'd be super pissed.
I know one dolt who decided to pre-order it on these are the stupid people. He decided to pre-order it from Toy Wizard.
Okay.
And then he's bitching and moaning and trying to and doesn't understand why. And then he decides to call DC, and I'm like DC Comics has anything to do with this? Like, dude, you bought it from a third-party distributor.
Wait a minute.
You're fucked.
Not even going through Maddie Collector.
Not even going. He thought he'd pre-order it.
Oh, okay.
And he doesn't understand why he hasn't gotten it yet. He's just like, well, it says it's supposed to come out in August on their website. I look at the website of Maddie because I'm thinking that's what he's talking about.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, Maddie says November. That's not what Toy Wiz says. I'm like, really? This is fucking stupid.
Listen, anytime I see release dates, I always take them, no matter what it is. I always take it with a grain of salt. Okay. Never hold them to that release date.
Never,
and if it comes out, then great.
And the other thing is, so many people know what a shithole Toy Wizard is. I don't understand why people still buy from them.
Apparently not everybody.
No.
Oh, God.
What is that fucking mope?
That was a quick hour, man.
Yeah, well, we actually had stuff to talk about, so, you know, next week when we'll be like,
Well, I mean, it was stuff we didn't even talk about, really. We left some stuff out.
I know.
We'll cover it, we'll probably expand upon a lot of stuff over the next week, couple weeks.
And, of course, you know, this Doomsday thing's going to be an ongoing story.
Oh, absolutely.
And, you know, we'll definitely have more stuff to talk about next week, but it's just, wow. What a difference this week has been.
Yeah, that Thanksgiving, man, that's a killer week.
And we didn't, you know, there was just...
No news.
And there was some other stuff we did not, you know, just briefly touching upon it, you know, you've probably seen it. There's a new Jim and the Holograms comic coming out from IDW.
Yeah.
Bill and Ted are coming back from Boom. I mean, it's just like there's so much other
stuff.
Really kitsch stuff coming out. It's great.
It's like the return of the 80s.
Yeah, wow. Just wow, this hour really has flown by this week.
All right, Brian, what else you got going on? You got anything going on this week?
No.
What's it looking like?
My week is kind of quiet. You know, doing what I usually do at Caster's Corner, compiling the news. Working on trying to come up with some other editorial-type rants that my viewers seem to love. Not bite me.
Don't read it, then. Change the channel.
And if you do read it, read the entire thing.
Yeah. Yep.
God. How about yourself? What do you got coming up?
I got a new internet show out there.
Awesome.
Talking about Guardians of the Galaxy Lego sets.
Very cool.
Check that out on yfnjman.com. And you can find me on Caster's Corner. You can find us both on casterscorner.com.
Yes, sir.
And, of course, fanboyfactor.com. You can check out all our old episodes.
Yep, and we're available on Stitcher and also on iTunes. So
yes, we are.
Yeah.
Go subscribe.
Yes. This way you'll always be notified when we got a new show up.
Brian, well then, I guess I will talk to you next week.
Yes, sir.
All right, man. Have a good one.
You too, sir.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.